This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Building a Resilient Rural India for a Viksit Bharat 2047. The participants are Lakshmi Devi, journalist, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
A warm welcome, Lakshmi Devi, to Akashvani.
Thank you for having me.
Lakshmi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated Grameen Bharat Mahotsav 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He said that the more prosperous our villages become, the greater will be their role in realizing the resolve of a developed India. How do you interpret this statement of the Prime Minister, and what role does the rural India play in achieving this target of a developed India by 2047?
What Prime Minister has said is absolutely right, because achieving the vision of a developed India by 2047 is intricately linked to enhancing rural resilience. Because there are several reasons why this is crucial. One is rural villages. There are more than 6 lakh villages in India. In fact, India lives in villages. Therefore, it is an economic backbone. Over 2/3 of India's population relies on agriculture for their livelihood. Strengthening rural resilience directly contributes to agriculture productivity and economic stability, which are essential for reducing poverty and enhancing overall economic growth. And second is social stability. Rural areas often face significant challenges such as poverty, lack of infrastructure, and inadequate health facilities. That's why much of the programs are focused on these three aspects: reducing poverty, expanding infrastructure, and most of the programs improving health facilities. So improving resilience helped in addressing these issues, leading to better social cohesion and stability within the communities. And then the third comes sustainable development. So rural resilience promotes sustainable practices that can adapt to climate change and other environmental challenges. This is vital for ensuring long-term agricultural viability and food security. So this is the third aspect. And fourth crucial aspect is empowerment of local governance. Enhancing resilience involves strengthening local governance structures, which allows for more effective implementation of developed programs tailored to community needs. So that's why most of the programs like focused on self-help groups, setting up cooperatives, and development programs tailored to the community needs and bring that resilience out there. And this leads to inclusive growth, because the focus of rural resilience aligns with the broader goals of inclusivity in economic development. There can't be a divide, rural and urban divide. So when you have the inclusivity in economic development, ensuring the rural populations are not left behind. So that's how India can achieve a more balanced and fair growth trajectory towards becoming a developed nation. That's why Prime Minister clearly said that, you know, without developing villages, India can't become a developed nation by 2047.
And also the Grameen Bharat Mahotsav 2025 will, through various discussions, workshops and masterclasses, aim to enhance rural infrastructure, as you said, and create self-reliant economies and foster innovation within the rural communities. So what is the objective of the Mahotsav?
I think it's the first time such a Mahotsav is being organized. And it's nearly a 6-day event. And if you look at the focus, there is a discussion on GI products, and there is a discussion on organic agriculture, how to tap opportunities and empower cooperatives for becoming developed nation, and how to promote rural women entrepreneurs, and even how to tap the tribal treasures, preserving legacy and driving economy and propelling economic growth for an inclusive Northeast. We can't leave Northeast and aim for becoming a developed nation. There's a lot of potential in Northeast and how to propel that economic growth there. And then there's also discussion on financing opportunities for Grameen Bharat. So these are all the important topics which are aimed at bringing out solutions and addressing challenges and identifying potential, so that we can, in the years ahead, because this is 2025, and how we can plan out, you know, achieve the targeted goals. So this is a well-timed event where it's being held in Delhi and where all the key experts come and discuss on key issues, and the outcome will be, which will set goals for future.
So for rural resilience to be achieved, what steps should be prioritized to improve women participation, to improve rural infrastructure, which includes roads, transportation, and digital connectivity.
Improving rural infrastructure is essential for fostering sustainable development and enhancing the quality of life in rural areas. Imagine if the roads are not good, even health facilities are not good. So the quality of life is not at all there. So yes, rural infrastructure encompasses multiple things, not only health, road, toilet, and better water connection, tap water connection, transportation facilities, and digital connectivity, electrification. So community participation, fostering community participation, all these aspects help in improving the quality of life in rural areas. The priority steps, yes, under Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, the efforts are being made to build rural roads and everything. But we need to invest in all-weather roads. And most important is maintaining those roads. Maintaining, establish and enforce a rural road maintenance policy. Because constructing roads and not maintaining it makes no sense. We need to ensure the longevity and usability of existing road networks. And then this transportation, we need to promote public transport, initiate reliable public transportation services to connect rural areas with urban centers. Easier movement of people and goods is possible, and that's how the economic activity improves. And leverage technology for logistics, like use technology-driven solutions for logistics management to streamline the transportation of agriculture products and other goods from rural areas to markets. Yes, digital connectivity, yes, the efforts are being on. And expand internet access even. We can use these platforms only if digital connectivity is there. And the literacy programs also, to for wider reach, we need to have wider digital connectivity. And then, of course, focus on rural electrification. That is an ongoing process. And unless rural households have reliable electricity, their basic needs, so that helps in facilitating operation of small businesses and improves educational opportunities through better lighting. We need to have mobilized financial resources, increasing budgetary allocation from central and state governments for rural infrastructure projects, and exploring public-private partnerships to leverage additional funding sources. These are very important, the priority areas where India can significantly improve in rural infrastructure, leading to enhanced economic opportunities, better access to services, and overall improved living conditions for its rural population.
So you mentioned these priority areas, digital knowledge to be given to everyone, infrastructure to be improved, electrification, financial resources, etc., which I believe are also the key challenges that the rural India faces today. And given that the agriculture remains the backbone of rural India, how can we make farming more profitable and sustainable?
This has been the goal, the target for the government, and how to make farming more profitable and sustainable, because agriculture is dependent on weather, you know, and weather is unpredictable. And in those circumstances, how to make farming profitable and sustainable is a challenge, and that requires a multifaceted approach and involving innovative agricultural practices, enhancing market access, leveraging technology. So these need to be applied so that we can make it profitable and sustainable. Since it's a challenge, it's not so easy to achieve it. That's why under PM Kisan, the income support is provided. If something goes wrong, they have some cushioning. Like they have, you know, 6,000 per annually farmer beneficiaries given under PM Kisan, so that if in times of difficulties, at least they can use that money. So this kind of support system is there. But to make farming profitable and sustainable, yes, we need to adopt sustainable agriculture practices, because farming is not for only today. It has to sustain for longer duration and to feed people in for coming generation also. So that's why the focus has been there for natural farming, organic farming. All this focus is there. And then the precision agriculture, digital platforms are next. Use of technology, that's how you can, you know, reduce the cost and increase the productivity. So, and then most important is diversification of crops. People are in India, farmers are more like wheat and paddy centric farming, because there is assured procurement. They need to diversify to high value crops. That's where more like fruits, vegetables, and move beyond the staple crop. That's when there will be more profit. And if they diversify their crops, and that will reduce their associated risk with market fluctuation and climate variability. So this will help in not only increasing their profits, but also they can tap export market. And yes, medicinal plants are there, high value crops are there. So these are the crops. Diversification is very much important. Farmers can't just focus on two crops where assured procurement is there. And next is financial support and training and education is required. And that's where even the government is focusing. PM Kisan Credit, through it's been expanded even to animal husbandry and fishery sector also, where farmers can avail loans through Kisan Credit Card and work on their farms, expand their business, fishery or dairy business. So this is one way of, but still more expansion is required. Financial, I think in the coming budget, normally every year the targets get announced, and I'm hopeful that, you know, there will be more credit support next fiscal as well. And training and education is very important, and that's where we need to focus more on. And more important is transportation and storage facilities. And storage, yes, to Cooperative Ministry under leadership of Amit Shahji is rolled out a scheme to increase the warehouse capacity. And I hope this will be a game changer in the coming years, because creation of storage facilities at rural level, and they can store their produce, and when the price is appropriate, they can sell it off. Right now, many farmers do not have warehouse facilities. They just go to the mandi, whatever rate is quoted, they just sell it and come back. At times, they get a very low price also because they have no facility store at their house or nearby. And then expansion of irrigation schemes. I think irrigation is required. And for many of the crops, if irrigation is provided, we can be self-sufficient, for example, in pulses and oil seeds. You know, we are still dependent on imports. If irrigation is expanded, definitely this will be addressed. And of course, the last thing is market linkages. And we should not restrict farmers to mandis alone. Wherever it is possible, they should have freedom to sell their produce.
Lakshmi, India's rural poverty has declined significantly to 4.86% in the financial year 2023-24 compared to 25.7% in 2011-12. And according to the State Bank of India's research on the consumption expenditure survey over the last 12 years, urban poverty has fallen to 4.09% from 13.7%. Given this fact, the goal is to achieve a developed India by 2047. What is your vision of a resilient rural India in 2047? What policies, programs and partnerships do you think will be most impactful in achieving this vision?
It's a very promising and very encouraging estimates that rural poverty has come down. And the much of the credit goes to the kind of work done in the agriculture sector and expansion of rural and health infrastructure. Rural economy improves when the demand rises. When the purchasing demand rises, that's how the economy start functioning. Entire the demand and supply, everything, you know, keeps moving in particular direction. So that's how the poverty has come. The more purchasing power, because their purchasing power has gone up. Because of good weather followed by good agriculture production, and then good roads and health facilities help them to have a better quality of life, and that led to demand. Demand led to growth in economic activities. That's why Prime Minister said in his speech that India can't be a developed nation without developing villages or rural India. Keeping that in mind, much of the programs are focused on improving the rural life, quality of life, infrastructure and economy, and all the business center should be focused in rural sector. That's why the cooperatives are important. That will drive the economic scale of activities in rural areas. So I think agriculture is the key, all the key schemes that are there, and then road, health and plus economy.
On that note, Lakshmi Devi, thank you so much for being with Akashvani. Your inputs have been valuable.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Building a Resilient Rural India for a Viksit Bharat 2047. The participants were Lakshmi Devi, journalist, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.